Welcome to the $100 MBA Show, where building your business is our top priority with our daily 10-minute business lessons for the real world. I'm your host, your coach, your teacher, Omar Zinholm. I'm also the co-founder of the $100 MBA, a complete business training and community online. And today you will learn how to get others to do what you need. If you want to be a great manager or leader, you need to know how to get the best out of people, how to get them to do the things you need them to do. We're not going to be teaching any kind of slimy or conniving tactics here. We're going to be teaching actual practical techniques to make sure you can manage everybody you're going to be dealing with in the proper way so they can get the things you need to get done properly. So what are we waiting for? Let's get down to business. Okay, so today we're going to be talking about how to get others to do what you need. So in other words, you're going to learn how to manage other people. Because when you manage other people, you need to get them to do or carry out tasks you're asking them to do. Now, a lot of people think like, oh, this is a given. If I tell them what to do, they're just going to do it. Not always true. They can do it late. They can do it improperly. They can do it over and over. And you can really lose a lot of hair in the process. So there's a right way and a wrong way to do this. So let's talk about the right way to do this. Now, there's a book on this topic that I highly recommend you read. I'm going to be doing a must-read episode on this book. But for now, I want to mention Dale Carnegie's book, How to Win Friends and Influence People. Nicole and I love Dale Carnegie's work in this book. Nicole especially loves the way he illustrates human nature and how to deal with people based on the fact that we're all human and we all want the same things. So Dale Carnegie's main principle in this book is that if you want to get people to do things for you or do something for you, you need to make sure that they want to do it. When somebody wants to do something, they're going to do it a lot better. Just think about it. At your job or anytime you had a task that you were given, didn't you rather do the tasks that got you fired up and got you motivated? Yeah, you had tasks that you really didn't really care for. You got it done, but it really probably wasn't your best work. The stuff that you really wanted to do turned out a whole lot better. So the key is to make sure that when you're managing other people, that you find an incentive. You find a way to get people to do things you want them to do because they want to and not because they have to. It's like what Simon Sinek says. Simon Sinek is the best-selling author of a book called Start With Why, and he's very popular for his TED Talk called Start With Why. And he talks about starting with why, making sure that you understand that you address people with the why. Why should I do this? What is in it for me? Now, people get motivated for different reasons, money or time off or benefits or whatever, but you don't need to give all that. You can actually just give a reason why, a compelling reason why, and that should be enough. So that should be the cornerstone of any time you have to manage somebody else in a task or anything else. Start with the why. Why should they do it? Get them to want to do it. And sometimes it's as simple as including them in what you're trying to do. Now, let me explain what that means. Say, for example, you are hiring somebody to create infographics for different articles for your blog. Now, you could just simply say, hey, I need these infographics. I'm going to pay you X amount of dollars, and that's it. Or you can include them in the reason why you have this blog in the first place. I have this blog in the first place that changed people's lives in a different way, whatever that blog is about. And I would love to include your expertise in that. You're great at infographics, and I would love for you to create these infographics for me. And when you do, I'd like to mention that you've created it for you from my audience. So when you're writing the blog post, make sure you say, hey, check out this great infographic my virtual assistant or my employee or Maggie, who runs all my infographics, has made for us. She's really great and a big part of the reason why we're successful here at Company X. She's now a part of the bigger picture. She now feels like her work is not only valued, but a part of a greater initiative than just creating a simple infographic. A lot of the time, most of the time, that's enough to get people to do things at their best level, their best work. And that's enough of a why for them to say, hey, I'm part of something greater than just creating simple infographics. I'm part of this business. I'm a big part of this. People know who I am now. And I'm getting accredited for it publicly. It's not going to cost you anything by doing that. You're just making them included in what you're trying to do. There's no reason for you to be covetous of your movement, of your business. You can share it with everybody else that's in contact with you, working with you, anybody who's involved in the process. So if you want to get the best work done, Make sure you motivate them, you get them to do things because they want to and not because they have to. Now, the second thing I want to mention that may sound obvious or a given, but maybe for some people it's not. But the second thing I want to say is you have to be professional, polite, and kind. There's no reason for you to manage with anger, with fear. Have you ever been managed with a sense of fear? It's horrible. You don't respect the person. You don't enjoy what you do, and you give the bare minimum because you kind of resent the person. So why do you think it's going to be different for you if you're the manager? No, it's going to give the same result. So make sure that when you're polite, you treat them like a human being. Some people are very, very condescending and mean to the people they work with, the people they manage, because they feel like if I don't do that, they won't respect me. Nothing can be farther from the truth. You have to earn their respect. And the fastest way to earn their respect is to be respectful. And don't you like to work with somebody that's just happy and somebody's positive, somebody that lifts your spirits and doesn't kind of make you say, oh no, I got to work with this person now. This is, you know, let's get it over with as soon as possible. So number one, make sure that you convey why they should do it and that why should motivate them to want to do it and not they have to do it. And number two, be professional, be polite, be respectful. And number three, remember that everybody is different. We are managing different types of people. We're going to be talking about managing type B personalities in a later episode, but there are so many different types of people that you might be managing. And you need to understand everybody's different. You need to treat people in a different way. You can't just use the same way with everybody. Some people, you have to speak softly to them and in a calm voice. And some people, you got to speak fast and with a lot of energy. And that's what really responds to them. And some people, you need to talk to more than once. You need to tell them something over and over because they need more clarification. Some people, you tell them once and that's enough. And you're not going to really know until you build a relationship and test the waters a little bit. But the point is that you know you have to stay flexible when you're dealing with different people. You can't just treat everybody the same way because they're not the same person. All right, guys, to wrap up, when you're managing other people, rule number one, make sure that you're telling them why they should do it and that why should motivate them to do it because they want to, not because they have to. And number two, make sure that you're polite, you're respectful. When you're speaking to people, people want to be treated with respect. And you won't earn the respect until you do that. Number three, make sure you treat people differently based on who they are. Don't just treat people the same way just because that's how you manage. Everybody's different. Treat them according to what they need. Thank you so much for listening to the $100 MBA Show. I want to thank you guys all for listening, for rating, for reviewing the podcast on iTunes. It's been amazing. We've had an amazing success on iTunes, and we want to keep it going. So if you have a moment right now and you can drop us an iTunes rating and review, we'd really appreciate it. You can learn how to do that at 100mba.net/show. And anyone who leaves us a rating and a review will enter our weekly draw to win a free ride to the $100 MBA training and community every Friday. We call it Free Ride Fridays. We give away a free ride to the $100 MBA. It could be you this week. Just give us an iTunes rating and review. Here's a review all the way from Germany by Kosh Jan. Concise business advice from an expert. 5 stars. Omar is truly an expert in the field of building and coaching businesses. I love that he has a 10-minute show that is to the point and shares precise information that is valuable for any business. Great stuff. Thanks, Jan. I appreciate that great review. Just a quick reminder that this week we launched the Lab Program, which is our exclusive personal business coaching program with myself that ensures you will launch and grow your business and generate more sales. We are guaranteeing that you're going to make twice your investment. We have lots of applications coming through. If you would like to apply, we have 15 spots available because you want to keep it small to make sure that everybody gets results. You can apply at 100mba.net/lab. Guys, I want to leave you with this. We're talking about managing other people today, and I want to remind you that this is just another relationship you're having in your life. In your business, yes, but also in your life. So just like in a friendship or a romantic relationship, you need to make sure that you can trust each other, that it's a safe place. And if you can establish that from the beginning, you're going to have a lot easier time making it happen and building great relationships with the people that you manage. Guys, thanks again for listening. I'll check you next time on the $100 MBA Show. Take care.